Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. If you want to know what's happening at ESETI, go to esetievents.com. We've got the Divine Feminine Workshop coming up this coming weekend, and we have an ambassador training workshop and a few others. So if you want to find out the latest at ESETI, again, go to esetievents.com, and all the information is there. A lot in the news today. We had Next 10 Solar Flare on September 8th. And it was released headed directly towards the Earth. It's now geo-effective. The PK index is off the scale. The bioelectric fields around the human body are first affected, creating mood swings and agitation. This is followed by severe weather, tornadoes, hurricanes, then an increase in volcanic and earthquake activity. And, you know, a little segue to that, an 8-plus earthquake just hit Mexico with tsunami expected. We've got some updates on the tsunami. It looked like it wasn't much to worry about. And it looks, we'll get more information as it comes in. We're given a heads up on high in the next 4 weeks. About 3 weeks ago, a massive quake would hit down south. We hope the Mexico quake was it, but the San Andreas is ripe for an event. The probe into collusion with Russia by the Trump administration just unraveled some extremely damaging evidence. Unfortunately for the Democrats, the evidence is overwhelming that high-ranking officials in the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, McCain, Mueller, and others, have been colluding on a grand scale with Russia. Whoops, looks like that one backfired. Maybe the press might want to mention this, and the investigation should bring these nice folks in for testimony. You know, they can interrogate themselves. Now, that'd be interesting. Makes about as much sense as the ongoing investigation with foxes guarding the hen house and the pot calling the kettle black. More breaking news. According to one source, 25 Democrats and 6 Republicans just may be arrested for treason. And there's some documents being formed, and we'll let you know more about that as it unfolds. But it looks like the swamp is being drained, and it's going to be really interesting. The White House and the Congress, the House, the FBI, and other agencies have had enough, and it looks like they are going to go ahead and take care of business finally. Obama's birth certificate has now been revealed beyond a shadow of a doubt to be a fake. His college records now released prove the undeniable fact that he was a Fordham student and not eligible to run for president. One has to wonder if that negates everything he signed into law. One also wonders why he keeps referring to Michelle as Michael, and how far does this total fraud on the American people go? Obama has threatened Trump, saying, "I will take your presidency away." Might be hard for jail, which is most likely where he will end up, alongside his financiers, once all their shenanigans against the American people are revealed. This is unbelievable, folks. This is like, you can't write a soap opera better than this. It just gets crazier. Looks like Soros, a sought-after global criminal in many countries for creating dissent, riots, civil wars, regime changes, in some cases destroying the economy of countries, then cashing in on their collapsed money systems, is finally being taken to task. He has donated large funds to various politicians, funded open borders, Black Lives Matters, Antifa, as well as other groups, to divide the people, often leading to violence. Now Americans have had enough and are demanding his expulsion, conviction, and all assets seized to cover the damage to life, limb, and property. Antifa is now protesting due to non-payment by Soros for the events they participated in to disrupt and create violence. As we said before, anti-Nazi and anti-fascist groups should not resort to fascism to meet their demands and associate and be sponsored by a known admitted Nazi. little heads up, when you get arrested, who's going to bail you out? Especially now, these groups are being designated as terrorists. Soros? I don't think so. You know, he screwed you before, he's going to do it again. I believe Bush Jr. said, you know, you fool me once, can't fool me again, you know, so you might want to take that advice. There's a lot going on. You might want to rethink your approach to being heard as well as your allegiances. Do a little research before you become what you're marching against. And again, folks, you got to do some research on all this stuff because it's just a big chess game, and we need to stop participating in it. Doesn't matter right wing, left wing, it's the same bird. Our hearts and prayers go out to Texas and other states affected by Hurricane Harvey. The major cleanup from the devastation of Harvey is well underway. Never before has there been so much cooperation and resources available for the disaster. You know, in fact, Trump out of his own pocket donated $1 million. I haven't seen anybody else do that, but maybe CNN can drop a few million in their direction. And for those CNN reporters who are hard of hearing, we did say our hearts and prayers go out to the Harvey survivors. And sorry we did not focus on shoes and apparel as so many of you did. Korea has detonated a hydrogen bomb to further escalate the tensions after launching rockets capable of reaching some U.S. territories. So my question is, where's the secret space fleet, the space-based weapons, you know, just basic rocket defense? We have the capability to take these launches out before they even leave the ground. You know, so what's up with that? You know, that's the big question. You know, is this just another big drama being played out? You know, because obviously we have the technology to end this nonsense, you know, almost immediately. Hurricane Irma is barreling down on Florida, and our hearts and prayers go out to them as well. Stay safe, seek high ground, stock up. And by the way, CNN, we did mention our hearts and prayers going out again, and we will try to see what everybody is wearing this time, totally ignoring any other relevant information, you know. All right, so according to scientists, a new study has demonstrated that the human brain contains structures and shapes that may have access up to 11 dimensions. Gee, go figure. Might want to read some of my books. Little heads up, we're not just a body, we're a multidimensional being existing on a vibrational continuum, going all the way back to source. And Yogananda says, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is within. The temple is within. All you have to do is transcend the body and personality and expand your awareness. Actually, I said that, but nobody listened to it unless I put some yogi in front of it. So anyway, speaking of the human brain, or lack thereof, last but not least, many have asked me to address the slanderous and inaccurate statements made by Michael Horn, the franchise holder for the Billy Meyer, a one-armed contactee who claims he's the only true prophet of God and the only contactee on the planet, and demands 20% of his followers' income while calling all other groups a cult. We have to ask the question, what does Slot Machine and Billy Meyer have in common? You know, I'll go on to that later. Michael continues to change his story. So there are no UFOs at SETI, to they are military, then back to there's no UFO activity at all, followed by his ridiculous story that no one can confirm. Not one eyewitness that Patah told Billy, I was under mind control and the ships were from Area 51. He also claims we are drugged out hippies. You know, to Michael, we have the following questions he's never answered. First question, why did Patah say crop circle researchers are all, you know, all the crop circles are hoax? They're all hoaxes. And why did he viciously attack all crop circle researchers, you know, issuing some very slanderous remarks towards the crop circle researchers? I think Patah is a little uninformed there, you know, so which leads question to exactly who Patah is or if he even exists. Why, when pictures of UFOs contacting Billy were given to the developer of Photoshop, top expert in his field, and he continues to ignore the fact that he said these were overlays, fakes, and are easily disqualified? He's never answered that question, you know, so here we have the top guy in the field, top expert, actually developed Photoshop, and he's saying these are fakes, these are overlays. Next question, why were their models found exact replicas of the footage he proclaims to be authentic UFOs? Another question, why did his own son and wife beg him to stop the ridiculous hoax and testify to the fact that he was a complete fraud and none of these meetings with off-worlders ever happened? Which again goes back to Patah, you know, where all this information about us is coming from. Patah, you know. Next question, why did his dinosaur pictures turn out to be exact replicas of a book sold in his country? Not to mention the wedding cake UFO having a garbage can lid as part of its body made only in Switzerland. These are major questions that have never been answered. Why, despite the mountain of evidence to the contrary, does he still proclaim to be the only contactee on the planet, viciously attacking all other contactees? There's a long history of this. Just about anybody in the UFO field is aware of this. They've probably been attacked by Mr. Horn and slandered, and it goes on and on. I don't know why they're still around, but people just keep giving him a podium for some reason. Next one, why, when according to his own words, he was chosen as the most enlightened man on the planet by the Plejarans, when according to the narrative, he was a thief, got out of jail by joining the Foreign Legion, deserted the Foreign Legion, became a smuggler and a bounty hunter, followed by wrapping a towel around his head and calling himself a guru? Why does this make him a man of integrity and qualify him as the most enlightened man on the planet? You know, that's another question that hasn't been answered. You know, there's children that are very awake, you know, especially these indigo children, golden children, whatever you want to call them, are very plugged into the source, and contacts are happening around the world. I'm sorry, you do not have an exclusive on this, Michael. Next question, why do most Native Americans, Hawaiians, Filipino shamans, even the Bible refer to the Pleiades? Most indigenous people refer to the Pleiades as their home world. They were terraformers that colonized the earth thousands of years ago. And Billy says they're all really Plejarans. There are no Pleiadians. And anyone who refers to them as Pleiadians is a charlatan, denying all historic accounts, again, professing to have an exclusive. Sorry, Billy, you know, way too much evidence, way too much history about the Pleiadians. And I think just on your word, we can't dismiss all that. You'd have to dismiss all the Native American teachings and all ancient teachings. So let's go into prophecies. As far as his prophecy, San Francisco is still there. It hasn't been demolished. There are so many other prophecies that were ambiguous, and most likely he borrowed them from another prophet or book, just like he borrowed his dinosaur pictures. You know, unlike the prophecies written in 1982 in ink, published in Becoming Gods, which have an extremely high accuracy, there were other documented prophecies of major quakes down to the location, magnitude, and time, as in the San Francisco quake. You know, we gave the San Francisco quake exact date, time, and magnitude. And the 7.1 quake that hit Seattle, registered with Jim Berkland on the Jeff Rinn show. We said Mount Hood was going to shake with multiple quakes, and it did the next day with 45 quakes. Sorry, Michael, some of us are real, and there are other prophets besides Billy, and we actually do give real prophecies that happen in real time, and we don't have to make them very ambiguous and try to fit them into some narrative. Let's go a little further. As he claims that there's absolutely no evidence of UFOs at East SETI, these are also false perpetuated lies, as anyone can see by viewing the countless documentaries, videos, pictures, and eyewitnesses, all extremely well-documented. Witnesses such as Air Force Base commanders, triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works officials, pilots, air traffic controllers, all testifying on coast to coast. But there is no evidence, according to Michael Horn. These are not drugged out hippies, as he slanderously claims. In fact, we have a strict no drug and alcohol policy here at the ranch, something he fails to mention. He also fails to address the tens of thousands which have come to the ranch over the past 30 years having their own personal sightings. The YouTube channel, East SETI Stargate, the official channel, has enough evidence there to clearly dismiss his claims, far more evidence than even the fake evidence Billy provided. As you can see, Michael Horn's attempts at attacking others has, in truth, firmly established his own character and ignorance, as well as Billy Myers' agenda. You know, there's definitely agenda there. Profit at the expense of people lacking in discernment that can't ask the hard questions. Making Billy Meyer one of the one-stop shopping for your UFO and spiritual needs, demanding 20% of their incomes, is quite a lucrative business. It's better than the one-armed bandits in Vegas. You know, much better than theft, smuggling, bounty hunting, and the false guru gig. There was a time I really did believe in the Billy Meyer story. I even have his coffee table book with all the ships. As far as these ships at East SETI being from Area 51, Michael, you might want to purchase some. Those underground facilities are in Nevada, nowhere near Mount Adams in Washington State. might want to draw some pictures on for Billy and kind of explain it to him that, you know, America is a very big country. Anyway, I hope this puts an end to the Michael Horn attacks on Ysetti. He'll never answer any of these questions. He evades the question, then attacks with slander, making assumptions and statements he knows to be false. It's a basic PSYOP trick. Most UFO researchers have come to three possible scenarios. First one, Billy Meyer and Michael Horn are perpetuating an obvious hoax. The second one is there was some form of contact, most likely German craft from the Nazi era. And they obviously fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. You know, or it could be some mischievous low-level contact with ill-intent reptilians or negative grays. You know, all in all, it is insane to claim to be the only true prophet of God and the only contactee. That alone dismisses all the rest. You can't debate insanity, especially when your opponent is too narcissistic to even realize how utterly ridiculous they have become, not to mention the complete contradictions and their deceptions. They will not be the first or the last. Hang on to your wallets. There are no external saviors. We can make our own personal connection to the God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, as well as contact with the star nations directly. We just have to raise our frequencies. It comes with enlightenment. We already had our prophets of God. Now it's time for us all to rise to the occasion. Enough said on the Michael Horn thing. I don't even want to talk about this guy. I don't want to address this guy. I want to put this to bed. And, you know, before he has any rebuttals, tell him to answer these questions. I would just love for him to answer these questions. And we'll send this out in an email, too, as well. So everybody will have them sign up for the newsletter, and we'll put it out in the newsletter. And we all ask Michael Horn and Billy Meyer these questions. And you watch them squirm around him and give you these ridiculous answers, like somebody slipped the photos in. You know, it cracked me up. I mean, when all of his contacts turned out to be the Dean Martin backup singers, you lost me there. I'm sorry, Michael. You lost me, you know. I wanted it to be true. I had hoped it was true, but, you know, I'm just waiting for a ship to land and Dean Martin to step out and you know, sing a few songs for us. You know, that'd be awesome. But anyway, he might be on Mars along with Elvis. You know, you might want to put that in your prophecies. But you know, you can pick up an Inquirer and make that into your new prophecy book. But anyway, this is just so old. It's so ridiculous, and it needs to be addressed. And the whole UFO community is just done with this. And I don't know why this guy even continues. It's the height of narcissism and unbelievably, either he is psyops or he has some other agenda going. But, you know, obviously, you know, when you take 20% of people's income and you're the only contactee, you know, and the only true prophet of God, obviously, you know, you've got quite a gig going. So be that as it may, we'll finally put this to rest. And what I want to do, too, is open up the lines for people to talk about this. I mean, there's so many things going on in the UFO community. There is, you know, a pretty big lapse of integrity. There's a lot of planned opposition in there. There's a lot of people there to muddy the waters and stir up the pot. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on there. One of the ones that just blows me away is that there are people actually saying there are no negative ETs. We should open up and allow any of these beings to come in and take over our bodies. That's the height of negligence for any teacher to make a statement like that, because as above, so below, you know, all the dimensions have life on them. Some are not in our highest and best good. Some are, you know, it's very important to realize that. But I'm going to give out the numbers here. We've got 888-627-6008. If anybody wants to call in and chime in on this. I had so many people sending me emails begging me to talk about this and, you know, the Michael Horn nonsense. And he's gone on the air on several radio shows and, you know, spewed out a lot of lies and deceptions. And, you know, finally it's time to pass. So anyway, that be it as may, his story has so many holes in it. None of it makes any sense. And the overwhelming evidence shows clearly that his statements and the statements of Billy have no reality whatsoever, not in this timeline. Maybe they're talking about a different timeline. I don't know. But it definitely doesn't work in this timeline. So hopefully we can get some people to call in. This is a perfect night to call in. You know, we can talk about the X-class flares, how that's affecting you and your friends. Again, this is intense. You know, everything is going to be shipped up to the surface. There's nothing that's going to be left, no rock left unturned. And you can see that in the religious agenda. You know, the Pope's on Time magazine, you know, guilty of sin. You know, there's so many things hitting right now. You know, the you know, it goes from the Vatican to the political agenda to you know, business relationships. Our own relationships are being pushed to the max. And there's a lot of interference. And, you know, I'm not the only one talking about this interference because, you know, we have government psyops things going on, and they have two or three agendas. They have, like, one story will have three or four overlays on it, and it gets really crazy. You know, you've got the planned opposition, and they're just there to steer the narrative. You have a whole new religion starting that have UFOs in it. And they have UFOs, you know, the Ascended Masters, and then they have everything else in there. The problem is that they're sponsored by Google, so we know where that's going to go. You know, there's all these false external saviors being thrown out there, and everybody's running to them. Oh, they're going to save us. They're going to save us. No, they're going to help you save yourself, you know. So they're here to assist us in our evolutionary process, you know, helping us to evolve and not, hopefully not blow ourselves up or destroy the planet. I mean, that's why they're here, but they're not here to save us. All right, looks like, we'll see if we can get this up. Hang on just a second. This is a whole new system here, so we're working on, I'm not getting my messages on this system for some reason. So it looks like we have a call. Let's go ahead and bring them on. Hello, welcome to BBS.
Okay.
Hello. We can hear you.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I was going to make
all
a
right,
comment
so
on Billy Meyer.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, do you want me to talk to James or just tell you what I was going to say? Or?
Oh, this is James.
Oh, hey, James. You sound different because you're talking right now on my iPad. Sorry. Yeah, I went to a – Joan Ocean had a wonderful conference once, ETs and Dolphins, and Michael Horn was one of the presenters. And then right afterwards, Daryl Anka channeled Bashar, an ET group from the future. And, I mean, the contrast was just so like you've been describing. I also was heavily influenced when the Michael Horn book first came out years ago. But he went up there and said, you know, he was the only person talking to ETs in the world. And, you know, and I was like, oh, boy, here we go again. And then the next presentation by Daryl, channeling Bashar for an hour, you could have heard a pin drop. I mean, you knew that was another ET contact through this guy in Los Angeles, just like the ones you have, just like thousands of other people have. And yeah, it was just remarkable, the contrast between the truth and the false story, so to speak. That's all. I just wanted to sort of confirm what you were saying based on my own personal experience.
Great. You know, he spoke at one of the conferences down in L.A. And, you know, it was quite interesting because what happened was when he was speaking down there, I was on a panel and he came right behind me on the panel. So I opened up and I said, just, you know, I told people that all about all the evidence at ESETI. And I said, by the way, you know, if anybody says they're the only true prophet of God, you know, and the only contactee on the planet I say, grab your wallet and run. And then so, and then I turn the mic over to him, you know, and just pulled the rug out
from
under
him. I've read your books. I love your books, especially the one about your life story. That was quite interesting. But, you know, it amazes me, why Coast to Coast still has people like him on. And, you know, they take him seriously, even though anybody who says they're the only contactee in the world, that's absurd. And but you're right, the media still sticks them on there every once in a while.
I really don't understand it. I mean, even on Coast to Coast, they allowed some woman, I believe her name was Bonnie, and it was crazy because what happened was she told this story, you know, that Randy Kramer was here at a conference, and I guess his people flew over the ranch, created a whirlwind, you know, all the tables went flying. Everybody went running out in the field to avoid it. A big vortex opened up, swallowed everybody. And then we were all drugged and thrown into the main conference hall where there were kids being tortured. And then they blew up the building and killed all of us, you know. And so, I guess this was supposed to be in 2010. He just let her go. He just let her talking. And I go, my God, I go, you know, I'm kind of glad he did because it got so ridiculous that, you know, it finally just showed what she was all about. But, you know, it's funny how they let these, you know, they air this stuff and you know, they should just pull the plug on a lot of it.
Well, a lot of these second stringers on Coast are really going to bat. That interview with you and Connie was real good. And I think it's Jimmy Church was the other one that interviewed you in the last 12 months, the Friday night guy on Coast to Coast.
Yeah, they do a great job
on there.
So
that's good that you and George Knapp and the other ones, they seem to interview you, and those interviews are always real good. So, well, thanks. I'll go back to listening to the show. But I think people that have any kind of awareness no longer take Michael Horn seriously. They just sort of tolerate his interviews and change the channel.
I really think what's going on there is that, I finally got it to work. Thank God I got my computer to work here. What I found out is that, you know, he's just grasping at straws, and he thinks by attacking people he can get some airtime. And I probably shouldn't have given him any energy whatsoever, but I had so many people calling me going, did you hear what was just said, you know, and this and this and this and this. So people were sending me texts, you know, so finally, you know, I had to address it, you know. But I usually don't give these guys any time whatsoever, and it is kind of a, you know, it's a dead horse, no sense in kicking it.
Yeah, and some of our members of our Skywatch group here in Austin are going to come up to your place real soon before the summer ends or before it gets cold. So appreciate all that you're doing. Keep up the good work.
All right. Yeah, thanks for calling in, and thanks for your support.
Okay, bye now.
All right, so we've got a couple other callers. We can go ahead, and I've got this finally working here. So the next caller, just go ahead and put the next caller on.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, James. My name is Bill. I'm calling from southeastern Michigan here. I love listening to your show all the time. Try to never miss one.
Oh, thank you. You're my other listener.
I've got a question for you, though. I mean, with all the comments you've been making here tonight on the attacks, like you've getting, you know, from these two gentlemen, I'm just curious, with the show you did, what was it, last week or the week before? I can't remember. I think it was just last week when your system crashed out. Was that an attack physically on this, or was that just, you know, somebody trying to shut you down for the show, or you know, was it just a hardware malfunction?
Well, a lot of that happened at the studio itself. I mean, their computer was probably taken out, but my computer had every agency on the planet in it when I had people check it out, and they crashed it. It was a really nice Mac. I wasn't having any problems when I bought the new Mac, and they totally trashed that. But luckily, I salvaged most of my presentation off of it and everything, so that was good. But you know, I have a whole new system right now and a lot of more safeguards on it. But I really don't think, you know, if they want in your computer, they're going to get in there, unfortunately. And, yeah. and you know, our government's monitoring everything, you know, as Snowden and WikiLeaks have shown us redundantly.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I just thought it was a heck of a coincidence and stuff with everything that you try and put out and all of your news briefings and that. Those are great, by the way. But you know, during a live show, whether it was your computer or back to studio or wherever, I was just it just seemed like too much of a coincidence to me. So
it's pretty much regular. I went and did one talk show. They had six lines, incoming lines, and they told me, "Congratulations, you shut down all six lines." They've never had that happen before. You know, but
wow,
yeah. So it looks like all the lines are busy. Do we have another guest coming in, or we'll see what?
All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna let you get going. Yeah. Hope to sometime. I'd love to be able to come out and check your place out, but I just wanted to call and ask you that quick. So thanks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for calling. And I do have my screen up, so you can type in the next guest, so we can bring on.
Bye, James.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, we've got Tina on line one. Tina, are you with us?
Hi, James. Namaste.
Namaste. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's been a while since I've talked to you. We were in Texas, and now we're here in Sedona, Arizona. Myself and Steven. Steven says to say hi. We've been to your ranch many, many, many times.
Great. Yeah, I'll be in Sedona. Not this weekend, but next weekend, I'll be in Sedona at the Tolex conference.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. All right. That gives us something to look forward to.
Yeah, I believe if you go to ESET Events, ESETEvents.com, you can find out it'll be on the schedule.
Okay. Although I don't have nothing to say about Mr. Horn, the universe has a way of dealing with people like that. But I do want to say I've noticed a huge shift in energy here in Sedona just after the big eclipse. And we were just up at the Grand Canyon today earlier, and even the Grand Canyon's got a different energy to it. But here in Sedona specifically, I've noticed more of a galactic energy that came through after this big eclipse here. Which is even for me, you know, I'm a higher frequency being, but the energy here is having an effect on me physically. And I can imagine I'm seeing people here, you know, in Sedona that, you know, haven't cleared, you know, a lot of their past and emotions and traumas, and they're losing it. I mean, I'm working with some of these people, and I just feel so bad for them because this energy is just wreaking havoc on these people.
You know, I agree. You know, you had the eclipse, you know, and there was a lot of work that went around to kind of qualify the energy coming in after the startup. And, you know, we took out a lot of the Dark Arts programs, you know, that they were trying to do. But it's not just that. Right behind that, now we have this 10X flare. You know, we've said it was a X9, and now it's X10. That's massive right now, and people aren't doing well with these energies. And I give people a heads up, you know, the bioelectric fields around the body is going to get very agitated. It's going to push everything up. So, you know, we will go into, you know, emotional process. It's just part of the thing, but it's, you know, it's a good thing. It needs to happen.
Right. I think the one thing that's helped me is just kind of sitting in nature, even if it's just for 5 minutes, and breathing and just kind of, you know, letting go of everything, just asking the universe just to take anything out that no longer serves me and is for my highest good and highest self. Just please just clear it away. I give it up, you know, and just kind of let nature bring its healing energies around me. And it seems to help. Even if it's just 5 minutes a day, I do that. It helps tremendously.
Hmm. Yeah, I always tell people, within us, we have the big eraser, you know, never happened. And we have the ability to contact that energy and just clean out all the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. And if you're having trouble, you know, doing it yourself, there's all kinds of process-oriented therapies. But Yeah, we got to do the work, and we got to get after it because, you know, the Earth's ascending, and we've got to match your frequencies.
Absolutely. All right, James, that's all I have for you. I just wanted to say
all
hi
right.
And look forward to seeing you in Sedona.
Great. I'll see you then. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Looks like we've got Rob next on line one.
Hey, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah, good to talk to you. Hey, it's a little off topic, but the wife and I are heading down to see you next Friday. We're going to stay Friday and Saturday, and we were just wondering about what the fire situation is and how I-84 or we're going to be dropping in from Seattle, and we just want to get an idea of what we're looking at.
Yeah, I imagine they'll probably have 84 open by then, but 84 is still closed. If you go up 14 on the other side of the river, that's still open. It's closed to trucks, but it's still open. And, you know, we have people still getting in and out of here, so which is good. But I would just keep checking on it because who knows with this fire. We had some rain come in, but it just wasn't enough. But it did slow it down to get so they could get a handle on it. But I would just keep, you know, just go on Google and check it out, you know, Pacific Northwest fires and see what's going on. Because, you know, who knows? It's like a week away. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. Hey, I got a session with you next Saturday. I'm really looking forward to it with all these things that are going on. I'm definitely ready for to work with you, and I'm really looking forward to coming down and seeing everybody again.
All right. Sounds great. Hey, well, thanks for calling. And
yeah, that's all I got.
Be in touch. All right. Take care. Looks like we've got Melody on line three.
Hi, James. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. A couple of things. One is a major concern I have that I want to get out. There have been some videos, and Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show has also been following through on this. But, for example, and I'm concerned about the people in Florida, so I just want to get this out. Okay, in Texas, there was a singer that mainstream news showed, and beautiful singer, beautiful person. She went to the shelters, two of them, but the pictures had almost no people. They had the cots, they had the blankets, but almost no people. There was another one of a person stating he was a police officer, and he was sitting in front of a shelter, refused to go in. A newscaster went and talked to him, and he said he witnessed the people that were in the shelter being killed, being murdered. Then there was another one where all these people, two people located in Texas, a mass burial ground of the coffin liners, which I'm sure you've seen pictures of them, though. Six, seven bodies can go in these coffin liners. And they were all lined up. Part of them were starting to be covered with dirt. And the two men, one of them jumped in between, and the liners went to almost his neck. Then Dave Hodges did a follow-through and found out that a lot of the people in Florida are being directed into shelters where they couldn't get out. And there's been notification that a lot of these people, once they get in, they are not able to leave that shelter. So I don't know how much of this is true. All I know is what I've seen. I've got a hold of the videos if you want to see them. But this is just stating for anybody in that area to please, please be careful and witness what you're seeing. Dave Hawes is his the Common Sense Show. He's taken a lot of information on that, and he's on the internet. But I'm hoping mass prayer that everybody's safe and okay.
Great. Yeah,
I just
we'll
want
do
everybody
that.
To pray for these people. Okay.
Well, you know,
and
one thing.
Something...
All right. All right, we'll address that. Yeah, well, okay, thanks for calling.
Can I say one other thing?
Yeah, make it quick.
One
other
thing. Okay, I have a Merkaba visitation. I accidentally got it on film, and two of the pictures have the beans. I don't know what they're doing. I'd like to send you a copy, and then you email me back if you realize what they're doing in these pictures.
Great. Yeah, just go ahead and send it to the website, you know, and we'll take a look at it.
I've got to mail it. The pictures won't. I've got to mail it.
Okay. Yeah, well, the address is on the website, so go ahead.
Okay,
all right, well,
thanks
for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, so, well, I've seen those videos of all the coffins, and I know there is a New World Order plan, you know, to get rid of the majority of us on the planet, basically. I think it was get it down to 500 million or something like that. You know, the Georgia Guidestones, all those things talk about this. And, you know, that's kind of common knowledge now. I think it's interesting all these conspiracy theories are now becoming fact and being revealed. But, you know, basically, I don't know if they're it's hard for me to believe that they would be killing everybody that are going in there for shelter. You know, it'd be nice to have somebody, you know, with some video evidence or something like that. But, you know, I think it would be hard to cover up if that was happening. But, you know, you never know. You know, it's a crazy planet we're on right now. Looks like we've got a woman on line five. Go ahead. Are you with us? It doesn't say her name.
Jen?
Hello. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jen. Hey.
Yes.
Hi. Great to be here. Hey, listen, I just want to say a couple comments because I hear you're tight on time. The YouTube video update is awesome. And so as often as you're able to do that, it certainly is appreciated. You know, I also wanted to know if you could just do a quick little update on the whole GCR RV thing, if you can touch base on it. And, you know, the hurricanes, all these hurricanes coming in, like, is that anything to do with HAARP or is this all... Mother Earth or, you know, any comments on that specifically?
Yeah, definitely. As far as the global reset, from my knowledge is everything's in place. It's all ready to go. The problem is it's like whack-a-mole. And every time it's ready to launch and go, some mole pops up. And it's usually somebody that we thought was a white hat but isn't. And they put, you know, a big monkey wrench into everything and screw it up. And that's been going on just... you know, one after another after another. And my feeling is right now, you know, the whole drain in the swamp thing is in high gear. I guess there was something like 70 arrests out for the pedophile guys, you know, high level arrests. They've got, you know, I think 25 Democrats and 6 Republicans that, you know, they're about ready to file papers on them. I guess the papers are already filed and arrests are imminent, you know, for treason. If all these things are true, it looks like things are going to finally, you know, all the chinks in the armor are going to be taken out and the moles eliminated. But it is moving forward. As I told people before, you know, don't quit your day job. You know, you know, hang in there. You know, everybody, you know, lives have been lost trying to get this forward. And, you know, some very high level people have been taken out, and some people have doubles, and their doubles have been taken out. And, you know, it's really interesting, but it is finally, you know, coming to a close, and things are wrapping up. So I can't give you exact day when this is all going to happen, but I'll know as soon as everything is released, because I am talking to the top people, you know, involved in this. And so as soon as I know, I'll let people know, you know, that, you know, when it's happening. Yeah, the hurricanes, exactly. I mean, there's so much evidence that these are actually steered and stalled over certain areas, and it's the last ditch attempt, you know, of the cabal, and not a good idea. There's some huge karma around that. and that is going to come home really. I keep hearing from the higher dimensional beings, and they talk about the real God, you know, and it's a frequency and a force, and it's a healing energy, and that energy is pressing so hard on the planet right now, it's pushing everything up. And so that's why you're seeing this huge turnover and this chaos happening on every level on the planet right now, because everything is being pushed up, and everything that's not frequency specific to these new energies and the ascension of Earth is basically going to either transform or fall. You know, there's no other option right now. This is, you know, the X-class flares and these other things are all part of this process. So it's just a matter of time, you know, before all this comes together. It's funny, in the background, I don't know if you can hear that, we have a helicopter circling the ranch right now, so... If we go off the air, you'll know why. But they did that when I talked about these things with Laura Eisenhower. They sent a black helicopter over with this pulser on it, and they pulsed the tower I was in, where I was doing the broadcast from, and knocked everything out and pretty much scrambled me for a little while. It took me a while to get my head back on, but you know, it's you know, they're going to continue with this stuff for a little while, but not much longer.
You know, thank you so much for your work. I think I can speak for many, and I look so forward to the call on Saturday night and listening to what you have to say and the updates. And I love the guest you had on about a month ago. I think her name was Sheila, and her last name started with an N. And she has a radio program, I think galactic.com or something, but she was really awesome guest. I mean, all your great, but she was really particularly outstanding, so... thank you so much. Really, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, there are so many people out there that are doing the work, that are working, you know, in the physical and non-physical. So it's just massive right now. But the good news is the energies that are backing this up now are coming in, and they're so strong. And they've told me that the Palladians actually have taken control, and they said that whole reptilian game is fast coming to a close. It's pretty much cleaned up right now. And that's why all these people are floundering. You know, their puppet masters have been taken out. And now they're just floundering out there, and they have no protection, and all their manipulation tactics aren't working anymore. So you're going to see a massive cleanup happen very, very shortly.
Yeah, it will be nice to see them go, won't it?
Yeah, it's not like they didn't earn it. You know, they've had so many opportunities to change their ways, and, you know, and mend fences, and redundantly they have continued to ignore, you know, all offers given to them, and actually responded, you know, sometimes with deadly force. So, you know, there's karma around that. You know, I think real soon here you're going to see Seth Rich's revenge, you know. I would imagine he's probably working on the other levels right now setting this up. So there are other dimensions to this process, and a lot of those people want closure. They want to see these things done.
Oh yeah, I know there's lots and lots and lots and lots working on the other side, and it is, you know, complete unification. And I'm excited about it, actually. It just is hard to see innocent people being harmed.
Yeah, I agree. And animals, everything else. It's hard to see all that. But you know, it has to play itself out, unfortunately. I wish it didn't. But, you know, a lot of these things have to happen so the American people will stand up and just say enough's enough and educate themselves. And you know, it's so important right now that all of us, you know, wake up and do some research and figure out what's really going on and support the people on the front lines. I mean, one guy I just loved watching is Trey Gowdy. I mean, he's relentless, he's focused, he's like on the mark all the time, and he's asking the tough questions, and he doesn't let anybody off the hook. And those are the type of people we need right now. That are stepping up to the plate. And what they told me is that there's a soul activation going on where all of these people are in place. They're being activated on a soul level, and they're going to come forward. And, you know, one of the prophecies I heard was that what they said was God has given his best to the earth right now, you know, to assist in these changes. And you know, it does look like that's what's happening, you know, and the bravest of angels are the ones that came here. So when they get activated and step into their power and learn to set some boundaries and speak from the heart, now things are going to happen very quickly.
Yeah, Trey Gowdy is awesome, isn't he? He just, yeah, he's relentless. He just goes for the jugular. hey, one other quick question. Yeah, he's awesome. I really enjoy watching him. You know, the Canadian wildfires, any comments on that? Like, is that part of the whole, you know, destruction thing? I'm in Canada, actually, and I'm in Alberta. There's a lot of smoke coming our way this week, and I know there's a lot of fires in, I think, northern B.C.,
Yeah. I mean, we're getting your smoke down here, and it's pretty intense. And then now we've got our own fires to deal with here in the Pacific Northwest. And I think, was it Montana has at least 8 major fires going. They're everywhere. I mean, fires are everywhere. And a lot of that is, it's due to the geoengineering. They create the droughts, which create the fire, but the very products they use for the geoengineering are accelerants. And when you spray those on a forest, you know, and somebody lights a match, that forest is gone. The firefighters are all talking. They said they've never seen fires burn this hot and this fast in their lives. And it's catching a lot of them off guard. And it's a lot of it's due to the, you know, the aluminum oxide and the barium and, you know, all the metals, the heavy metals that they're spraying, you know, among other things as well. So, it's all part of that. You know, part of it's all around that Agenda 21 thing. They want to just get everybody out of the forest, you know, and into the cities in nice little cubicles and a worker force, you know, down to 500 million. And that's the deal. So it's a war on creation. That's the bottom line. And if people don't understand this, you know, all of the inhuman things happening on the planet are done by non-humans. So if you go to the top of the food chain on the inhuman activity, you'll find non-humans that have no respect for life, you know, creator or creation, and that includes us. So we need to wrap our heads around that, you know, luckily we have these ultra-dimensional beings and masters and archangels, whatever you want to call them, all, you know, operating on our behalf and coming to help clean this up. And we're right in the middle of that process.
Any comments on Trump? I mean, I personally think, thank God for Trump, but...
You're going to get me in big trouble here. But to me, I find Trump extremely entertaining. I mean, he just calls it like it is. His tweets are right on. You know, he knows about all this conspiracy theories. He's got UFOs following his planes. You know, the Galactic Federation is actually protecting him right now. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that nobody even knows about. And he's doing a lot of good for this country. And, you know, it's time for, you know, the people to wake up and look at all the crap that's being said about the guy. You know, he's not perfect. None of us are perfect. But, you know, he's probably going to go down as one of the best presidents we've ever had. I mean, he doesn't have too far to go, you know, to overcome Obama's, reign, which also was a total fraud, you know, so that's all coming out as well. So, you know, I kudos to him. I hope he stays safe and he's totally protected and that, you know, he finishes draining the swamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Like, I just have nothing but respect for the man because I can't think of anyone else that could step in with his, you know, intelligence and business savvy and take on the job and guts. You know, he's a man.
You know, what he's up against, people have no idea what he's up against. And it is going to take an act of God for him to pull this off. But, you know, he's under extreme pressure and he's going to have to, I'm sure he's aware of that. Going to have to, you know, make some really hard decisions and clean out some of his own people at the same time. We're hitting the end of the hour here, so I'm going to have to sign off. But thank you so much for calling and, you know, hold that space.
Yeah, thank you so much for speaking to me and all the information. Good night.
All right. All right. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network signing off. Have a great evening. Stay in the heart. Do your research. Watch the skies. A lot going on. Good night.